commercial with my Poulan Pro chainsaw running because I've personally tested my new Stinger ballistic sunglasses by wearing them while cutting up down trees from Hurricane Laura. And how did the Stinger sunglasses perform? Like Paul Bunyan himself designed them. Each pair of Stinger ballistic sunglasses is available in four different lens colors and comes in a stylish carrying case with lots of free accessories. You can rely on Stinger's soon-to-be legendary durability and their lifetime craftsmanship warranty. I give these glasses my complete endorsement. It's a quality product from a made-in-the-USA company, Stinger Edge. And the best part of my custom-styled Stinger Edge ballistic glasses? I wear them everywhere I would, regular sunglasses, and then some. Order your Stinger Edge ballistic glasses today at stngredge.com. That's stngredge.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, October 26, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Rudy Giuliani almost had egg on his face. Joe Biden brags about having the biggest... Well, I'll let him tell you, it's too embarrassing. And fragments of nails that were believed to have been used in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ have gained some validity. Anti-Trump protesters hurled eggs and insults at supporters of the president, including former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, as they rolled through Manhattan in a convoy Sunday. Video that was posted on Twitter shows a flag-draped pro-Trump caravan identified online as Jews for Trump demonstration. It was led by Giuliani being bombarded with eggs, including one spot at 59th Street and 5th Avenue with a protester yelling obscenities at the former Big Apple mayor. Giuliani is seen in one clip rolling down the passenger side window of the SUV he's riding in and calls out to a cop. Later, a scuffle broke out between the pro and the anti-Trump crowd in the middle of a street. Mass protesters could be seen in one clip converging on a vehicle doused in red paint as YMCA was blasting in the background. Several police officers can be seen struggling to separate the opposing sides before slapping handcuffs on a bicyclist. Police later declared the gathering an unlawful assembly. They made multiple arrests, including counter-protesters and at least one Trump supporter. According to preliminary reports, a counter-protester was injured while they were arrested. Democratic nominee Joe Biden said his team has created the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics in a recent video. Yep, you heard that right. Here, listen.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Biden may have been referring to his campaign's massive election protection program. It includes former Attorney General Eric Holder, as well as hundreds of other lawyers, in preparation for a legal battle in the event of a contested election. The former vice president's campaign said that over the past several months, they have created the largest election protection program in presidential campaign history, involving integrated legal, communications, and political strategies for what they anticipate to be an unprecedented election. The Senate Sunday voted 51-48 to limit debate on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, setting up a vote on her confirmation for tonight. Sunday's vote limited debate over President Trump's court appointee to 30 hours, meaning the full Senate will be able to hold a confirmation vote this evening, which will start at approximately 7:26 p.m. Why not 7:25? I'm not sure. Two Republicans voted against ending the debate, Senator Susan Collins from Maine and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. Murkowski has, however, indicated she will vote to confirm Barrett. Previously, Supreme Court justices needed to clear a 60-vote threshold to advance to the high court, a tradition that forced nominees to win bipartisan support. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell changed the standard in 2017 to allow for a simple majority, a move that allowed for the confirmation of President Trump's previous two nominees, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was the son of a Hellenic Jew of Bethlehem. He divided Rome into several titles or parishes. Quote of the day, if it were given to a man to see virtue's reward in the next world, he would occupy his intellect, memory and will in nothing but good works, careless of danger or fatigue. St. Catherine of Genoa. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Evaristus. Saint Evaristus succeeded Saint Clement in the See of Rome in the reign of Trajan, and he governed the church about 8 years, being the fourth successor of Saint Peter. The Liber Pontifical says that he was the son of a Hellenic Jew of Bethlehem, and he divided Rome into several titles or parishes, assigning a priest to each and appointed 7 deacons for the city. He's usually accorded the title of martyr, but his martyrdom is not proved. It is probable, though, that St. Evaristus was buried near St. Peter's tomb in the Vatican. His feast day is October 26. He's venerated as a saint in the Eastern Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church, and Oriental Orthodox. It's likely that he was the Bishop of Rome when John the Apostle died, marking the end of the Apostolic Age. Fragments of nails that were believed to have been used in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ have ancient wooden fragments of bone on them in a new study that was released last week. The fragments first came to light after the 1990 excavation of a burial site of Caiaphas's, the high priest who organized a plot to kill Jesus, according to the New Testament. The nails mysteriously went missing, but reemerged after Israeli filmmaker Simcha Jabakovi said he found the nails that were used in the crucifixion in his 2011 documentary, Nails of the Cross. At the time, scholars slammed the suggestion, denying the nails that he had found were the same ones from Caiaphas's tomb. But last week, a new study headed by Aria Shimron, a retired Jerusalem-based geologist, concluded that the nails were the same ones taken from the Caiaphas site and were also used to crucify someone. Reports are surfacing that President Trump is going to be firing FBI Director Christopher Wray should he win re-election next Tuesday. A senior White House official told Fox News Sunday that Trump is planning to remove Wray from his post if the president defeats Democratic nominee Joe Biden in the presidential election next week. Axios first reported Sunday that the rumors that Trump was planning to fire Wray along with CIA Director Gina Haspel and Defense Secretary Mark Esper. According to sources, the news website spoke with both Haspel and Wray are unpopular within the president's inner circle and would have been removed earlier if not for the political inconvenience a major shakeup would cause right now before the November 3rd election. Tumultuous weather expected across the country this week with historic wildfires burning in the west, a tropical storm heading toward the Gulf Coast by midweek, and an early season winter storm expected to bring snow and ice from the Rockies into the plains. California, which has endured its worst wildfire season in history, is bracing for the most dangerous winds of the year, a forecast that prompted the largest utility to announce plans to cut power Sunday to nearly 1 million people to guard against its equipment sparking new blazes. In Colorado, snowfall helped snow the rapid spread of 2 of the largest wildfires in the state's history, the Cameron Peak Fire and East Troublesome Fire. Meanwhile, a tropical storm is gathering strength in the Gulf of Mexico, and it may reach Category 1 status by today before coming ashore somewhere between Florida's western panhandle and Louisiana by midweek, according to the National Weather Service. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.